Attention, boys and girls, students of all ages, it's almost election time, and what better time to learn the order of the presidents? Each week in class, we are going to learn a new stanza of the president's poem until we have the whole thing memorized. I know what you're thinking, that's a lot to memorize, but trust me, you can do it. In noble list, George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and James Monroe, John Quincy Adams, and below, came Andrew Jackson in his turn, Martin Van Buren, next we learn, William Henry Harrison, and soon John Tyler followed on. James K. Polk and Zachary Taylor ruled the folk till death, and Millard Fillmore came, Franklin Pierce we next must name. James Buchanan then appears, and Abraham Lincoln through those years of war till life was lost. And Andrew Johnson, 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 Andrew Johnson filled his post. Ulysses S. Grant and Rutherford B. Hayes each filled out his appointed days. Then a second man must yield to a frenzied gunman, James Garfield. So of Arthur we must learn, for he completed Garfield's term. Grover Cleveland for the first time, Benjamin Harrison fits my rhyme. Cleveland again, and you'll recall, McKinley was third by assassin to fall. Theodore Roosevelt with a big stick, William Howard Taft both tall and thick. Woodrow Wilson and the League of Nations won both praise and condemnation. Warren G. Harding by his friends was betrayed when Teapot Dome headlines displayed. Calvin Coolidge both silent and glum, his only words, I do not choose to run. Herbert Hoover in the Great Depression, F.D. Roosevelt four times in succession. Harry S. Truman with the Great Dilemma, should we drop the bomb on Hiroshima? Beloved General Ike dried Republican tears after a drought of 20 long years. John F. Kennedy was the fourth martyred man to be slain in office for his countrymen. Strange as it seems, after the assassin's hand, another Johnson was president of the land. First to resign Richard Nixon's fate in the scandal called Watergate. Then Gerald Ford sat beneath the president's seal. First to be appointed, he helped our wounds heal. In the year of our bicentennial celebration, Jimmy Carter was elected leader of the nation. Then Ronald Reagan came to power, and Reaganomics was the program of the hour. Next, George Bush with his declaration, we need a kinder and gentler nation. Democratic Bill Clinton by the media was smeared, but the comeback kid won four more years. Florida's ballot, what a troublesome fray, George W. Bush elected after long delay. It was only the second time that he who won chief of state was a president's son. The first African-American, Barack Obama's legacy, we are one nation, his bipartisan decree. After third grade, I shall end my rhyme, for I'll live history for the rest of my time. Now that we've learned the president's poem, you need to choose one president to research. Girls, you can choose to be the first lady if you wish. First, you need to write a short, minute-long speech about what your president was famous for. Then, you need to dress the part. We are going to put together a live presidential showcase that students at our school can come watch. To show you exactly what I'm looking for, I made a monologue myself. I am Martha Curtis, George Washington's wife. Listen up as you hear the life of President George Washington. My name is Martha Curtis. I am First Lady to the first President of the United States, George Washington. He was born on February 22, 1732, in Virginia. In 1775, he was chosen as Commander-in-Chief of the Colonial Army. He was elected President of the United States in 1789 and served two terms. John Adams was his Vice President. George Washington passed away on December 14, 1799, at our home, Mount Vernon.